Hello, I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for tuning in to my Press Box podcast. Missouri Tiger football fans have been asking this question since the bowl game against Navy. Why didn't Missouri keep running the football when Navy had two defensive linemen? I was scratching my head with you, too. So Wednesday, Gary Pinkel had a press conference to announce the new recruits that were coming in for 2010. After his press conference, I had a chance to talk with him on the side, and I asked him that question, and I was really nervous and afraid to ask because you never question a coach's decision making. But I wanted to ask the question. I thought it was fair enough. So Coach Pinkel was very professional, and he answered his question, and he answered it, I thought, very honestly. So that is a part of today's Press Box podcast. And at the end, you'll hear Manuel Haley. He is a contributor here to the Missouri Net. He asked Coach Pinkel a few questions as well. So we'll give you a little extra insight on Coach Pinkel here in the offseason.
First question, just to go back to the bowl game, how long does it take you to kind of get a loss like that out of your system? And
I think in your last game, it's even more difficult. I think one thing about during the season, if you have a tough loss, you lose a Baylor game, you know, you get to get back up and get going. You got a chance, you know, 7 days later to correct it. But that was very difficult. I think, you know, there's some lessons to learn there about our team. Obviously, I didn't do a good enough job. And, you know, I just, again, I always want to just play our best game. And that... We didn't play our best game, and taking nothing away from Navy. And so it would be an understatement to say that it had some concern. But I'm certainly, you know, we're excited. My goal is to turn it into a positive.
What would you take from it? I mean, can you share some of that stuff about what you take as a positive?
I think what happens is, and you know, we went through this with the Baylor game, and Baylor did a great job against us also. So I'm talking about us. I'm not talking about if you're evaluating a team. That we all got to play our best, and there's ways you do in preparation to play your best. And if you don't bring it every play, and that's why it's hard to win every single game. No matter who you're playing, if you're playing Texas or you're playing whomever, the mature competitor brings his A game all the time. Is he going to play perfect? No. But when you got a football team that thinks like that, they always play to a standard all the time. And we don't understand completely that yet. So that's the biggest lesson there, and we got to figure it out, because if not, you go on a roller coaster, and a lot of it has to do with youth. I mean, I can say it's all over now. I never talked about that during the season at all, but you like to think we'd learned our lesson in the season. You know, we came back and won those three in a row at the end, and some fourth quarter wins. And I think, you know, there's no win or loss. I think when you look at something like that. You know, if you look at that, then our bowl games. If we win a game, we won, three of our last four bowl games, or four of our last five, but whatever. You know, we prepare for the bowl. We're gonna play, but that has nothing to do with it. We just didn't. We got to do a little bit better at that. And you also come out of a game like that, and if you win the game, it doesn't mean wow, this is just great. And as you remember that real tough loss we had to Oregon State. Well, if you'd have told me after that game, and I felt awful after that game. And if you'd have told me after that game, oh, by the way, you're going to end up fourth in the nation next year. Yeah. So what it does is, you know, is it better to come into January just after a win and feeling great and everything when the players get back? Probably is. But it has no effect on what the future's about. You still are what you are, whether you win or lose it. You take the lessons, you apply it. And my big thing is to get the lessons taught. And I'm responsible. So if our team doesn't play their A game, you're looking at the guys responsible to do it. So this isn't blaming people. This is me making sure we correct our problems.
How difficult is it to balance all the expectations you had coming into last year? And you were a young team. You had to replace a lot of people. I sensed it last year from you that there was some frustration. And I can't remember your words exactly. I'm going to try to paraphrase. But you kind of said, we need players to kind of do it our way. There's a way to do it that's successful. And I just sensed some frustration during the season.
Yeah, that's also, you know, I went in, when you lose as many players as we did, I didn't go into the season naive, thinking this is just going to roll through and it's going to. You just don't do that. And you know, we ended up 8-4. We could have went a 9-win season. We had our adversities, which you're going to have. As you recall, we were 8-5 Chase Daniels sophomore year. But it's getting all these young guys to do everything right all day in your preparation so you can play your best on Saturday. And I've been through this many, many times, and it's not a lot of fun. It's all part of building. It's all part of, you know, of getting your football team to that high level every year. But you know, certainly not naive going into the season. It was going to be a tough season. I knew it was going to be. And again, I thought we responded to the adversity really well and very pleased with that. Our leadership and won fourth quarter games and did a lot of good things. But it was very frustrating.
All right, I'm going to ask this, and I'm afraid to, because I
–
Well, because I think a lot of fans want to know this, and I would never question your X's and O's, but I've heard from a lot of people, Navy's got two down linemen, why don't you run the ball? But I heard you talk just a few moments ago about the team not being prepared.
Mm-hmm. They were a very basic defensive football team. This was not complex. We placed a lot more. They're very well coached. They're disciplined. But this was not even close to what we usually see. Most of our teams in our league are much more multiple, much more complex. Doesn't make you better. They were very, very well coached, and they knew what they were doing, how they were going to do it. So if you look at our execution, which I'm responsible for, and what people will do, and that's fine. It doesn't bother me, the people have an interest in Mizzou, and they, you know, they want us to win, and they're frustrated, and so I got no problem with that. I don't better pay attention to it. But people got to understand, you know, I'm not stupid either. I'm going to do what it takes necessary to win. But we didn't execute very well.
From a competition standpoint, you talk about competition. You talked about that today. Are those some of the same things you talk about with your new recruiting classes here about what it's going to take to compete? You always say at a high level, but, you know, when you come off a loss, you know, the season didn't end the way you guys wanted it. Is that something you go, hey, guys, this is what we need to work on?
Well, I think you do, but we're positive as can be. We're excited. I mean, you know, the consistency of our winning, and I throw the numbers in front of our players, and we want to raise the bar of what we want to get done. You learn a lesson, and you move on. And, you know, it's like the Oregon State one. You just learn a lesson. And there's lessons to learn that game, and then you try to apply them and learn. Sometimes they don't get across right away, and you got to keep pushing them and adjusting. But you know, I think just the big lesson for our whole football team, being as young as we were a year ago when they come in, is you have to understand what it takes, day in, day out preparation, and the mental preparation, and all that leads up to that kickoff, that it to play every play for an entire season with all the pressure, with all the things that happen, at a high level. And that's our goal, to do that. And so that's the lesson. That we've done a lot of good things here. There were a lot of good things last year, but we were not, you know, we're not close to being as consistent enough as a football team, which is very typical when you got 34 out of 44 freshman sophomore in your team. That's kind of, hey, I can see it in practice. That's the frustration. I can see it in games. But you just keep, you know what we do works. And you just keep, you know, you keep doing it over and over and sending the message, and eventually you change, or if not, you put other players in.
Do you ever get, I guess, all of the hype surrounding, you know, signing day, the first Wednesday in February? Does it ever seem to you like maybe it's a little bit too much, the fact that it dominates all the sports channels, it dominates everything, because you're really, it's kind of an unknown factor, isn't it? Because you've seen these guys on film, yeah, they're going to come into the program, but you don't really know what they're going to be able to do.
Well, and there's not, and there, you know, that's why we lean on our evaluation system. That's why we do what we do. I think that, there's no question about it. I think it's the same way in the NFL. I think it's the same way in Major League Baseball. That's just the way it is. You know, there's a great interest level in college football. Our fans got a great interest level in Mizzou football and the new players we're getting in. It's hugely important because these kids are becoming part of our family. But you never know. You know, you don't really, you know, all the rankings of the classes, you know, it'd be interesting to rank them after they graduate. You know, that might be interesting, but nobody ever goes back and does that and says, I had this class ranked here 4 years later. That just doesn't happen. But it's all part of the hype and really the excitement that all leads to the excitement of college football. But I think that, you know, this is a hugely important day for us in Mizzou football, because these kids, you know, I'm going to meet with these kids in June, this really great class that we have. And my first talk will be about, you know, the standards and raising the standards of Mizzou football and taking it to where it's never been before. You know, you're going to paint a picture. I always talk to them, you're going to paint a picture. You know, you're going to have your career here just like I am, and you're going to have your numbers of what did you do with me. And I put it right in their face a little bit. And that's all exciting.
All right, that was Manuel Haley joining me in a conversation with Coach Pinkel. Again, I thought he was at least very honest and straightforward with his answers. Missouri Tigers just did not execute against Navy, and it sounded like it was a pretty frustrating season for the coach. That's the Press Box podcast this week. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.